that's all he was asking.
And I think we did on the broadcast.
I don't think you did. You actually passed it on to Grady, and then he just kind of like looked at you, and then you just kind of jumped.
Yeah, maybe, but I'll be more than like be more than glad to answer it now. Spiritual Jew versus physical Jew. We are grafted in with Israel. Mm-hmm. We have not replaced Israel. It's very clear. We've taught that for a very long time.
Israel can get in by works.
No, Israel cannot get in by works.
Not right now, but before
a Jew who is saved in this dispensation is no longer a Jew. He is in Christ. There's neither Jew nor Gentile in Christ. A Jew who dies without Jesus Christ in this dispensation, or any dispensation, goes to hell. So
how much works do they have to do before they need to receive?
I don't know. Keeping mercy for thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, verse 6.
So how do we keep his commandments?
Today, the commandment is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved by putting all our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
So the moment we're saved, we have remission of sins, and our sins are no longer imputed onto us.
Right? The sins of the world are not imputed unto anybody in the world. That's 2 Corinthians 5:19. To wit, there might be verse 18 and 19. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them.
So you're saying that how were they saved in the first dispensation, I guess?
The first dispensation,
of innocence?
They were saved by abstaining from the tree of life. So there's only one commandment given. There's only one commandment could be broken.
Okay, so that's how they were saved.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. When were the disciples saved?
So
When were the disciples saved?
One second. So you just brought up that dispensation.
I answered two of your questions.
Okay.
Answer mine. When were the disciples saved?
The moment they believed.
Okay, when did they believe? Believe in what? Believe in what?
Jesus.
Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus what? Just believe in Jesus?
Die for the cross, being buried, and rising again.
So as soon as they were saved, as soon as they believed that.
Amen.
And when did that happen? When did that happen? Because you find in the Gospel of Luke that when Jesus, every time Jesus talked about that, they never understood that.
So in Genesis 3.
So when did they understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, put all their faith and trust in that to get saved?
When do you think it was?
Well, I think it was after the resurrection.
You believe it was after the resurrection?
So everybody's putting their faith in the resurrection.
So if you'll go back and watch the video, which you said you haven't watched all of it, you'll find...
My apologies, I should have watched
it. We read several verses where the disciples clearly say, the Bible clearly says they don't understand it. They question among themselves what the raising of the dead should mean. They did not understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
So they didn't, but they were going door to door, two by two, preaching the gospel. Right?
Preaching what gospel?
That Jesus came to die for their sins.
Oh, can you show me that in the scripture? Can you show me one place where that says that, where the disciples went door to door preaching that?
What were they preaching door to door then?
Matthew chapter 10. Are you referring to Matthew 10? Or are you referring to Acts 20? Because that's where they went door to door.
I would like to learn that. I just want to hear.
Well, I'm asking you what you're referring to. Acts 20, where they actually went door to door, or in Matthew chapter 10, where he sends the 70 out two by two? Which one?
Let's go ahead and go two by two.
Okay, in Matthew 10. Okay, they're preaching the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 10. Can you please show me the death, burial, and resurrection in Matthew 10? Anywhere. Do you have a Bible with you? Okay, I'll eat every page of the Bible if you can show me where they're preaching the gospel in Matthew chapter 10. The death, burial, and resurrection is the finished work of Calvary. No, you show me. You show me in Matthew 10 the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Okay. So
can you do it?
Oh, it's not in Matthew 10.
So what gospel are they preaching then?
What, they had another gospel then?
They're preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's what it says, the gospel
so
of the kingdom.
What is the gospel of the kingdom?
The gospel, read Matthew 10. Mm-hmm. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So what is repent?
It's still the same today. Never changed.
John chapter 3. So the gospel of the grace of God is the same as the gospel of the
kingdom? You still got to repent now.
Hey, wait a second. Yeah, so no, where did John preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the finished work? As the only thing you got to do to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If that was the only thing you had to do.
What does repent mean to you?
Repent means to change your mind. See, you need to watch my videos.
That's good. Okay, so it's change your mind. So
sure.
If I'm a Jew and I believe in something else, in Judaism, and then I change my mind and believe on Christ for my salvation, is that repenting?
You believe? Yes, if you're repenting from your unbelief in Christ.
That's very good. Okay, but you said in the other dispensation they had to repent for what?
They had to repent of whatever it is. See, in the Old Testament, I mean, if you will go to...
Do you mind if I show you one verse, actually, now that we brought that up? Do you mind?
You can show me whatever in the Bible.
So you were mentioning in John the Baptist, right? Mm-hmm. Telling them they need to repent for the kingdom of heaven is in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Acts 19, actually tells us what that was.
Mm-hmm. That they should believe on him which should come after.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The problem is nobody's negating in the Gospels that Jesus Christ
was
preaching
himself.
He was
already preaching that was John the Baptist before Christ even came.
Believing on Christ has nothing to do with the fact that there was not a works-based, or whatever you want to call it, involved in that. Nobody's denying the fact that they weren't preaching Jesus. The fact of the matter is you're going to have a super hard time showing me where Jesus, the disciples, in Matthew 10, are going through preaching the death, burial, and resurrection.
Why only Matthew
10? Where else are they going to be preaching the gospel?
Okay,
you specifically asked me.
So when it says Abraham, if Abraham were justified by works, he hath worked the glory, but not
mm-hmm.
before God, and in Romans chapter 4,
mm-hmm.
Abraham believed God and was counted
unto him. Believed what? Believe what?
Believed God.
Believe, okay, about God? Where's that phrase?
The Bible says.
Can you tell me where that phrase is found in the Old Testament?
So the Bible says
that
the gospel was preached on, you don't believe the New Testament?
Can you show me where the phrase is?
You're asking me to show you specific things in certain places.
Yeah, and you can't.
But I'm asking you what that means.
Genesis chapter 15 is where God says, Genesis 15 or 12, I think it's 15.
Genesis chapter 15.
And the New Testament matches the Old Testament,
and what does Abraham believe? In Genesis 15. Can you show me that in Genesis 15?
I can't show you it in Genesis 15. I can show you it in the New Testament. It says the gospel was preached unto Abraham.
What
gospel?
You're misquoting that. You're misquoting that verse.
I might be. I'm not perfect.
You are. Well,
Jesus was perfect for me.
If you'd say a little bit, you might find out. Go to Galatians chapter 3 and you'll find out what the phrase is.
So you're saying, sir, if I'm understanding, you're saying the death, burial, and resurrection was what Abraham believed in Genesis 15?
Galatians 15? Is this way.
No. I'd like to show you, but you didn't allow me to show you in Genesis 3.
Genesis 3:15, the promise of the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it talk about the death, burial, and resurrection in Genesis 3:15?
Does it really happen? I mean, well,
if it's the gospel, if
can
it's
a man
the gospel,
be saved today without believing?
Well, wait a second. So you're telling me that Genesis 3:15 doesn't have to mention the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in order to be the gospel?
Well, it actually shows it.
Where, how does it show it?
It was a sacrifice of an animal.
Sacrifice of an animal in Genesis 3:15.
I don't know if it's 315.
You're talking about the coats. Like, hey,
you're afraid to go there. Why are you afraid to go there?
Oh, I'm not afraid to go there.
Come on, buddy.
What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm sure it is. All right.
This guy is really humble, man. Unbelievable. So anyway.
Genesis chapter 3. You're going to be looking at verse 21.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go there. So they already had figs and were naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sewed figs together and made themselves aprons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But God still ended up. After they saw themselves naked,
sure.
What did he do? He made coats of skin.
Sure. And where's the resurrection there?
I mean, where's the resurrection?
So if
isn't
the
animal
died, if the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that's the gospel. Can you show me the resurrection in Genesis 3?
An animal died
the resurrection.
There. Sure. Okay, did the animal come back alive?
Here's the question. He did when he came to earth. He's the Lamb of God slain from the foundation.
Wait a second. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection. Can you show me the death, burial, and resurrection in Genesis 3?
I'm showing you the death. I'm showing you the promise.
Okay, I asked for the resurrection. Where's
so
the promise?
Here's the other question.
And where's the promise of the resurrection?
Well,
in Genesis
speaking
3?
Speaking over me is not going to help.
You're not answering my questions. Where's the promise of the resurrection in Genesis 3?
What do you mean the promise of the resurrection?
Where you said the promise?
Wouldn't that be a picture?
No,
is that not a good enough.
Where's the picture of the resurrection in Genesis 3? What do you mean? Where's
God made coats of skins?
And where's the resurrection in man?
What do you mean? You need to show the resurrection.
Are you saying that's when Jesus
are you,
died?
I'm asking you, the death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to show me the resurrection.
So you're saying you don't need the resurrection to be saved?
I'm absolutely saying you need the resurrection
to be saved.
Of course we do. So I'm asking you if the gospel is found in Genesis 3 to show me the resurrection.
So when Cain and Abel brought the fruits of the work of his hands and the other one brought the fat thereof.
Can you show me the resurrection in Genesis 3?
Of course not. I mean, what do you
okay,
want to
say? Okay, well, then there's no gospel there. Now, go to Galatians.
There's no gospel?
Not in Genesis 3. There is not the gospel of the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go to Galatians chapter 4.
So my question to you is one thing before I leave Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
When Abel brought the fats thereof, you know, the first things of the flock and the fat thereof.
I know the scripture.
I'm sure you do.
Okay.
So the point is, what is he showing there? What's the difference between the two? Is that not showing the Lamb of God to be slain?
Sure, I have no problems with types in the Old Testament. No problems with
mm-hmm.
types. The problem is you can have no type without an anti-type.
Okay.
So that just because they have works.
I'm just asking questions. I'm not trying to get mad or mean.
I understand. But this is going to go all over the internet, which is fine. I'm more than glad to put
this on the
internet.
I don't know where it's going. It's not my camera. Anyways.
Okay, well,
I'm just asking questions.
I'm sure your boy here will probably put it on the internet,
I'm
which is fine.
I'm not his boy, actually.
Huh?
He's not my dad. I'm not his boy.
Okay, whatever.
So.
All right, Galatians chapter 3. and verse number. Now, you misquoted the verse earlier.
Maybe.
And the scripture for seeing that God would justify the heathen preached.
You skipped
something. Through faith, would justify faith. The heathen through faith. Preached the gospel before the gospel.
You're messing it up yourself.
Okay. Preached before the gospel.
Okay.
Unto Abraham, and thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed.
So what was preached to Abraham?
The
gospel.
No. Is that what the verse says?
Nope.
Preached before the gospel.
Before the gospel. Word, okay. So why was that word affected?
Because before the gospel, God preached to Abraham, and thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed.
How is it going to be blessed?
Through Jesus Christ, but Abraham does not know that. Abraham does not know the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the payment for our sin. If you can show me that, I'll be more than glad to see that.
Well, do you remember when he put a son on the...
Of course, Genesis chapter 22.
So I don't have to ask you, that's very good.
Okay.
So do you not see that as a picture as well? I mean, I can go through all the books of the Bible and show you a picture of Jesus.
Of course I see that as a picture. The problem is when those two disciples are walking down the Emmaus Road, and Jesus appears to them. I think it's the Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road, Luke 24. And Jesus appears to them. He begins to expound all the way through the Old Testament all these passages that deal with him. The Jews did not understand that there would be a coming Messiah that would suffer and die for their sins. They saw these pictures in the Old Testament. That's why the scripture clearly says they could not distinguish between the sufferings of Christ and the glory which should be thereafter.
So you're saying there were three Gospels?
Yes, three. You can go on my Facebook and find that.
Can you show me three Gospels in the Bible?
I absolutely can. All right. Would you like to hold this? I can even show you their individual names.
Go.
All right. So you have Matthew chapter 10. Mm-hmm. So you have the Gospel of the Kingdom, Matthew chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Just a second. Let me do a quick search on my phone. I haven't memorized all the scriptures, just most of them.
Just most of them.
That was a joke.
I know. I appreciate your sense of humor.
All right, there we go. Matthew chapter 4. Oh, that's my phone. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23. All right. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That phrase is found four or five times throughout the gospels. So you have the gospel of the kingdom. Then you have the gospel of the grace of God.
Explain to them what the gospel of the kingdom is. What was the message of the gospel of the kingdom?
The message of the gospel of the kingdom was found in Matthew chapter 10. Heal the sick. You read it in Matthew chapter 10.
So you have to heal the sick to be saved?
No. The gospel of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So what did I have to do to be saved then?
Under the gospel of the kingdom? Well, they're still under the dispensation of the law. See, this is a continuation.
So how much of the law would I have to keep before I know I'm saved? That's the question.
Old Testament believers were not promised eternal security. That's why David said, cast not away thy Holy Spirit from thee.
Okay. So you don't believe that eternal security is the gospel?
Not in the Old Testament, it's not.
So there's a different gospel. I'm just listening to what you're telling me.
Sure.
I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just trying to.
No, I understand.
Listen.
But if you'd watch some of my stuff, all right, then you have the gospel.
I know you. I notice you point a lot of people to stuff and books mainly. You know, read this person's book and you'll understand the tribulation thing. Is what you said yesterday, I believe.
Actually, I point them all out in my videos because I do.
Actually, yesterday
online.
When that happened, you said point. You know, you said you have to read this book to understand something in the tribulation. I believe something along that line.
I'd have to watch the video. I don't know if I said that.
It was basically in the same one, I believe, with McCrane when he actually told you about that verse.
Mm-hmm. Give me just a second.
Absolutely.
All right. Then we have in Acts chapter 20.
I appreciate your time, Bob.
Sure. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So there's the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the kingdom, and then you have Revelation chapter.
But aren't we saved by grace all the
way? You know I don't believe that. Grace all the way through? Mm-hmm. No.
So what are we saved by today? If that says the gospel of grace, mm-hmm. and now today, Ephesians 2:8-9, is that something different?
That's the same thing. That's the Apostle Paul preaching in Acts 20, because he's given the gospel of the grace of God. Okay. That's why he calls it my gospel several times in the Pauline epistles.
All right? It's his gospel.
Well, he calls it my gospel. I mean, so yes.
So you have to believe in something different. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right, and then you have Revelation chapter 14.
Revelation chapter 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And verse number 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them.
So there's an everlasting gospel. So there's an everlasting gospel. There's a gospel of grace.
Mm-hmm. And then the gospel of the grace of God.
And then there's one of the kingdom. There's three different gospels.
Yes.
Okay. So if there's three different gospels.
Hang on, let's look at this, though. Having the everlasting gospel.
Did you say that there was a first gospel that where we had to keep one commandment? Wouldn't that be fourth?
You know, there's three gospels. There's the gospel of the grace of God, kingdom, gospel of the kingdom, and the everlasting gospel. So let me ask you this.
So which one was the one from Adam and Eve?
Yeah, I want to show you this here.
You didn't answer.
That's preached before the gospel. All that is before the gospel.
Okay.
Well, Galatians chapter 3 says. So I want you to notice here. Saying with a loud voice, who's preaching the everlasting gospel, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of waters.
So we were saved by grace through faith.
Can you show
and it's eternal life.
Hey, can you show me the death, burial, and resurrection in the everlasting gospel?
Everlasting gospel.
Yeah. Can you take those verses where the angel is preaching the everlasting
gospel? I'm just trying to understand. So.
Okay. Well, what I'm asking you is, can you take these verses where the angel is preaching the everlasting gospel?
You want me to find it exactly right here in this.
See, that's the problem you guys have. When an angel comes preaching the everlasting gospel and it tells you exactly what he says. Mm-hmm. And then you say, oh, well, obviously there's more there because of whatever else.
You know, in Galatians, when it says that if any man preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed, which means let him go to hell. You agree, right?
Sure.
Okay. So do you really think that your way of reading the Bible isn't say that there's another gospel or anything like that? It's not that. You know, it doesn't have to do with that verse.
The problem with that is Paul's talking about the gospel, any other gospel. And we believe because of a change in dispensation, okay. All on my Facebook, you can go
look.
So
what does dispensation mean? It's a length of time?
A length of time where God deals with different men in different ages, in different ways with different men.
Can you show me that in the actual Bible?
Yeah, well, they run along with the...
So the word dispensation,
they run along
giving,
with,
right? Or something that would be dispensed onto you.
Yeah, sure, you can use that terminology if you'd like. It is runs along with the covenants. So with each different covenant that God gave, there's a different dispensation where God deals with men differently.
So you don't fear the fact that you're kind of like preaching other gospels? You don't think that has anything
to do with it? Oh, yeah. Please go around to all these people I've won to the Lord and ask them what I've told them, because I've definitely told them that they need to do a work-based system. Get out of here with that joke, man. Here's your Bible. So, yeah, go around to all the people I've won to the Lord that come to my church that have been
sure
changed.
Sure you won them, or were you teaching them like several gospels? Right now we're in the kingdom of grace.
Oh yeah, because when I knock on their door, I definitely say, "Hey, let me give you a Bible. Let me give you a breakdown of three gospels." Man, of course.
So when you get to the door, do you just sell your book? Because I've heard things that people were selling books.
I have a book.
I don't know.
I've never written a book.
I know that Grady does. Grady
okay.
Does he goes out and he goes to the door and basically he's selling.
So you've heard what now?
I've
heard
certain
what?
People
uh-huh.
with Grady that actually go soul winning with him.
Okay.
Explain that he actually tries to talk about his book at the door.
I've never went soul winning with Grady.
So how do you know Grady is soul?
I've never heard
him say that. You know, it's
I've never
repentance.
Heard that.
Repentance. Remember that video? Did you see that video?
Where he
said something about repentance being works, or repenting of sin.
No, I've never seen the video.
Well, he teaches we preach against
based
repentance.
Based upon what Grady has told me personally, I believe the man is saved. Man does not teach a works-based salvation. But to clarify what I do at the door, what I've done with so many in this individual neighborhood here, like we've done all over Asheville, I hand them a tract, invite them to church, ask them if they're 100% sure they're going to heaven. If they say no or not sure, I take a gospel tract, show them the plan of salvation. Sure, you may have this one.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And admit you're a sinner, cannot save himself. It is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Mm-hmm. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. That's very good. But God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Confess, claim, where's the eternal security?
Mm-hmm. Confess and claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, so because I don't have eternal security on this track, it's a false track.
Well, I mean, isn't that what saves you? Knowing that it's, isn't that the difference between me and a Catholic, me and a...
Yeah,
you know?
So when somebody gets saved, we follow up with them with the assurance of
salvation. I'm just asking. I don't see.
No, we don't have eternal security on our track.
Okay. Well,
so
anyway, thank you so much for your time.
Guys,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
Anyway. And what Paul preached it? What Paul preached? Acts 28.
Preached what?
In Acts 28, it said he preached the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is joy, peace, and love. I think it is in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 14. So anyway, guys, have a great day.
What did you say about Ruckman? I'm sorry. Can you please explain again?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Ruckman and
Ruckman teaches stuff. Another gospel. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. All right,
I'll ask you one thing. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys believe that a man has to be led to the Lord out of a King James Version in order to be saved?
If the verse is the same in the other versions, I personally think mm-hmm. that he would have to.
So if I went around, I wouldn't obviously, but if I went around with an NIV and went through Romans Road with somebody and they, you know, accepted it and believed on the Lord.
What is it saying, the Romans Road?
Are they saved or not?
Well, I mean, if it's the same Romans Road, right?
Now, wait a second. Where does it say? So let me ask you a question. So if a man puts his faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and that's the only thing he's mm-hmm. trusting in,
right,
regardless if that was from an NIV, which I think is terrible. I would never in a million years use an NIV.
Of course. Right? Why is that? Because you know it's false. I mean, we all know it's false. Right?
I understand. We understand it's false.
Of course.
But if a man is putting his faith and trust in the gospel,
mm-hmm.
is that what he has to do to be saved?
Right.
Right.
Definitely.
So
does.
You bunch of heretics adding something to salvation.
No. I didn't
here,
say
man.
I believe that.
Have
only.
A nice day, man.
I've seen people do it without the Bible.
Okay. I'm done talking. Okay. You guys do the same thing you accuse
as long
us
as you
of
quote
doing.
The verses, right?
Quote the verses.
Properly.
Hang on. So if I misquote a verse when I'm leading somebody to the Lord, are they saved?
Well,
get
if, out
if,
here, if they don't believe.
Up, have a nice day.
Have a good day, my friend. Thank you.
Bunch of lying heretics. Get out of here.
You're so hateful,
we're
brother.
Doing something in Asheville you guys don't bother doing.
What's that? Getting people baptized and telling them they're saved by three gospels.